Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 247. The one where we actually have an internet connection to do a show with.
So far.
So far, so good. Of course, I am GPD here in Tokyo, Japan, and we have a wombat.
If we do. Just one.
Just one wombat and one shipwreck.
That's all the world has. One shipwreck. That's all we need.
Yes, when the big flood comes and we have the ark, we will have one wombat and one shipwreck.
And we will procreate.
And you will procreate with some, I don't know how, but you might.
The Lord will find a way.
Right, imagine. Somebody needs to now Photoshop Wombat and Shipwreck's baby as soon as possible. Thank you. Well,
yes.
Last week.
Shipbat.
Last week, as we alluded to, we had a lot of technical problems in recording the show, but we managed to still get one out. And to take things to the next level of problems, Wombat decided to do a crowdsourced outline once again this week.
The last one we did was 2 months ago. Oh, you say it like we do it every week.
I didn't say it like that. I'm just saying it would have been nice to go back to like a regular show after we had the problems last week. But you know what? You did it. We're here. We're queer. Get over it.
I think it's get used to it.
Get used to it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, get used to it.
So, I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't even really looked at this monstrosity.
But you wouldn't have looked at any outline, nor would you have added to an outline if we had a user one.
I would.
That we made. No, you wouldn't have. Don't pretend.
Yeah.
Which is why I thought I would do this for this show, because I could tell that, you know, I don't think any of us really wanted to put effort into anything today.
Wait, that's not true. That's not true at all. Wait, what?
I had plenty of stuff to add to the outline, but.
Yeah, I just hadn't done it yet.
Yeah. This is good, though. I look through this. It's going to be a good show.
Pretty good?
Great show.
Okay.
Best show ever.
Best show ever. Wombat, you're going to need to sort of, you might have to be the captain on this sea of depravity, I guess. So
no problem.
I don't even know where to begin, quite frankly.
Well, we could just start with our usual. Do you have has anything exciting happened to you in the last couple of days since our last show?
In my CatCast thug life?
Yes.
No, not really. It's been hot as hell, and we just had a typhoon, which is actually, it sounds bad, but that's actually a good thing because it's cooled things off a bit. So despite the fact that it's raining and it looks like, you know, the world might end, it's like only 78 degrees today, which is great.
You know, I hate to say this. You sound a lot better than last week, but you're starting to cut out.
Uh-oh. It's okay. Well.
Yeah, I know. Doesn't that suck?
I don't know. I turned off my torrents. I don't have anything else to turn off. So there's nothing else I can do. I'm not on a wireless connection. I think it'll be okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. You sound a little, to me, you sound robotic, but probably not, obviously not to our listeners. So it really doesn't
matter.
That's
just my personality coming through.
That is true. Shipwreck.
It's hot here, too.
How was the sausage?
It's very hot.
How was the sausage festival?
That was hot. I went to a sausage fest. There's a lot
sausage
of sausage
party. They're
yes.
called actually.
No, it was a sausage festival. It was an actual sausage festival.
What happens at a sausage festival?
You eat lots of sausage. There was a sausage eating contest, but it was way too hot to try that.
Right.
So I just had some sausage balls. They were really good.
Those are meatballs, but made out of sausage.
Not really. They're meatball shaped, but they have like a fried crust around the outside of them. And then on the inside is sausage and like cabbage and spices and stuff. So those are.
Is it like a pancake batter?
On the outside, kind of. It's kind of like a potato pancake type of thing around the outside of it.
I would hate to have the job of cleaning out the porta potties at that event. That would be horrible. But that sounds fun. I would like to go to something like that.
Well, come on by. It's an annual thing here.
No. Well, unless they have it
next
in Seattle.
Next year, we'll make a road trip.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like over 100 degrees here this week. It's really hot.
Right. There's no climate change, though.
No.
I think it was in like some crazy statistic of like 98% of the country has a heat index warning right now.
Bill Maher made a really good point.
It's hot everywhere.
Like about global warming and climate change. He said the fact that they started calling it global warming really screwed things up because at certain times, it would be abnormally cold, too. And then all the stupid people would go, oh, global warming, what do you mean? It's so cold out, it's freezing out. So they should have called it climate change right from the start so all the morons could, you know, not have to take everything so literally.
But then all the morons would be like, I don't know what climate means.
They might not know what global means either.
So we're still playing basketball in this heat?
Outside?
No, inside. But the place that we play at right now, it's designed horribly. So there's three basketball courts and kind of like, it's what would be like a pole barn with sides on it. But it's a like fully functional building. Like, but it's that's how it's shaped. And on the one end that faces the sun is where the entrance is at. And that entire entrance is made out of glass. So you're basically...
The sun just shines on everybody.
Well, there's like a wall in between the where the basketball courts are in the lobby. But it's basically got this whole greenhouse effect going on. So it's like 10 or 15 degrees warmer in there than what it is outside. So
there's no AC in there?
No AC, no. They've got some fans going, but it's just super hot.
It's like a field house.
Yeah, it's like a field house type of thing. So... This week, there was only six girls that we had, so my main job was to make sure nobody died out there.
So you had to like sponge down the girls?
No, there's none of that. Let's not have any of that imagery. So
you were sponging down the girls, then what happened?
Yeah, so... Right.
They had to take their shirts off.
No, come on now. You're going to get me in trouble here. So yeah, it was mainly all my timeouts and everything were spent like just giving the girls a break, making sure they had enough water and everything. And so basically the whole game I was watching to see who was the most tired to get them out of the game.
You mean who was the most sweaty?
Well, they were about ready to pass out.
Right.
So at one point, like right at the beginning of the second half, like about a minute or two into the third quarter, I see one of our girls is pretty tired. So I get the girl on the bench. And I'm like, hey, go in and get so-and-so. And we just happen to have two girls named so-and-so on this team.
That's a pretty unusual name.
That is an unusual name.
I know.
I'm assuming they were Korean.
So-and-so Park?
Yeah. Yeah. So the girl went in and got the wrong so-and-so. And so I was like, oh, okay, that's get a rest real quick. And then you'll go in for the other so-and-so when you're done resting. So by this point, so-and-so that was still out on the court, she was just like exhausted. So I get her out of the game. She sits down on the bench. I turn around, start coaching basketball or whatever again. And then all of a sudden I just feel like this liquid coming down my leg. And I'm like, oh, one of the girls like spilled their water bottle. Cause it's a frequent occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was puke. It was just,
she had
puked entirely down my leg into my shoe. So my entire sock was just covered like into my shoe, and I had to coach basketball for another quarter and a half like that.
In hot puke.
Yes.
It could have been worse. Like, everybody could have started puking.
I was about ready to.
Like Stand By Me.
Yeah. Puke-o-rama, right?
Yep.
Oh, man. That's pretty wrong.
That's awesome. I love that story. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to...
Blurp.
All right, so now what do we do?
Some show feedback.
Show feedback. Awesome.
Yes. Sashka says, this is from last week's show.
Yep.
Hello. Oh, cheapy, you crack me up. Great show. I was laughing pretty hard at the technical difficulties. Man, CatCast have been getting better and better lately. Thank you, guys. You're getting me through some pretty tough times. It's our pleasure. And a lot of people really didn't seem to, you know, obviously it's not a common occurrence, but most people really didn't seem to mind.
Right. We've done 200 and almost 250 shows, and this has happened, you know, once or twice.
Yeah.
Right. Some people, only a few people really had a problem with it, I think.
Like this guy, MM2Barry says, I lasted 15 minutes. Also, I don't criticize every word that comes out of everyone else's mouth like Wombat. If everything he said was funny, that would be one thing. Unfortunately, he's mostly condescending and mean-spirited. I'm not condescending, but when you're dumber than me, I come off as condescending.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Right, GB?
Right. Right.
See?
I understand.
I know you understand because you're smarter than me.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I don't know if it was because we did the show on a... When did we posted that? Like on a Tuesday morning, right? I think?
Yes.
We got posted Tuesday morning. Our downloads were pretty off. We were down maybe like 5,000 downloads.
What's that about?
I don't know. Maybe people are used to seeing it on a Thursday or a Friday because we only had, I think, around 15,000 downloads last time I checked.
Well, that's okay.
But then in theory, people would...
Issues.
Yeah, that could have been it too.
Right. People just heard that it was off a little and didn't download it. I don't know.
Or maybe we're just losing listeners.
I don't think you lose 5,000 listeners. What kind of show could possibly lose like 5,000 listeners? I can't think of anything.
I can't think of any shows. That would be
ridiculous.
Joyce 181502 says, I can't quite put my finger on why, but this was one of your best podcasts. It was great listening to the both of you talk about NASCAR.
Was last week also the week that you disappeared for 20 minutes?
I disappeared for 20 minutes.
Oh, because we lost the connection. It wasn't because you were taking care of Sabrina.
No. This is because we lost the connection, but obviously this person doesn't like me.
Gotcha. Well, hey.
I don't know.
Such is life, Wombat.
I guess so. Ready for new releases?
Okay. Sure.
Sure.
Let's do it. What do we got?
Well, Cheapy Shipwreck reviewed some games. Take it away.
All right, I will. I reviewed Captain America
Red-headed
Super Soldier.
Stranger.
Are you going to stop talking now, or am I going to take it away?
I don't know. Wait, okay, go ahead.
Now, are you done? You done now?
The outline right here, instructions for recording the CADcast, and one of the bullet points is have Wombat continue to talk as soon as Shipwreck starts talking.
Exactly.
So, you've done it.
Check that one
off. It also says, please refrain from talking over each other, not unlike the Bombcast. Especially Wombat. Sorry. So we're hitting all the points here. That's good.
But yes, I played Captain America Super Soldier.
What did you play?
Oh, man.
That game's all right.
Okay. It's only funny twice.
Yeah. You can stop now.
You sure?
Now, yeah, that's good.
I do want to hear about Captain America, actually.
I do, too. Tell me about Captain America.
All right. So you know Arkham Asylum, right? The Batman game?
Mm-hmm.
I actually, when I was describing this game to my wife, I was actually calling it Batman for half the time. And she's like, weren't you playing a Captain American game?
Is that true?
Yes, it was. Yeah, like, they straight up like Arkham Asylum. And it seems like they were told, here, make Captain America like Batman.
I gotta say, that's a pretty damn good strategy. That's what I would do.
Yeah, and it works.
Next Level Games made this game. They made one of my favorite hockey games of all time, NHL Hits Pro. Believe it or not. And they also made Super Mario Strikers. You may not know that.
Yeah, they make good stuff. They also made Ticket to Ride on Xbox
and Punch Out. I'm looking at all their stuff here. Yeah, they have a nice little list of games here.
You know what they're also making? I think they're the ones developing Luigi's Mansion 2.
Ah, yeah, I think that sounds right.
So yeah, they're a decent studio. I think this is much better than the other drivel that comes out of like the usual Sega superhero games.
Oh, you mean where they take a computer and then they throw up on it? And that's pretty much the programming process?
Yeah, they wiped the throw-up off of this one.
Awesome.
So,
now, is it a good game or is it just good by comparison?
I think it's mainly good by comparison. The combat is really good. Like, it has the whole, you can fight a bunch of people at once and it looks all fluid and it's fun to, like, punch people in front of you and then see when somebody's trying to attack you and you dodge and then you hit that person. You'll have somebody shooting at you so you can reflect their bullets back with your shield.
Like Batman.
Yeah, like Batman. It's exactly like Batman. But the wandering around part is not as good as Batman. You're basically exploring Hydra's castle in World War II. And pretty much it's flat except for portions where it's meant for you to interact with the environment. So he can't jump normally, but all of a sudden if it's glowing, then he can do this big launch move and swing on poles and run across walls and everything.
By Poles, you mean actual Poles, not Polish people. It's a World War II game. I don't want people to get confused.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Poles. The Polish people.
Boom.
Right.
The Polish.
Yeah.
So it is swinging on Polish people. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And by swinging, I mean with different Polish
people. Group sex.
Yes. Group sex. There's just a lot of stuff. Like, you walk around. The majority of the game is walking around and bending over to pick up stuff.
Like, I read your review, and there seemed to be an insane amount of collectibles.
Yeah, it's just, and they're not even like hard to find. They're just everywhere. Like, you can't avoid them. And that's how you do the whole upgrade system and everything. So you have to pick him up if you want him to be the super soldier. But
how's the game look?
It looks all right. It has some frame rate issues, but at times it looks really good. Other times, not so hot. But Like, if you can get it for like $20 or something, you'll probably have fun with it. I mean, it's really easy to get all 1,000 gamer score too. So that's important to you.
That's important to you.
Does it have any unlockable costumes, or are you stuck with that movie costume the whole time?
No, there's two unlockable costumes. You can unlock the Ultimates costume as well as just like standard Captain America, like original Captain America.
It's not that I dislike the new movie costume. It's just it's fine for the movies, but in my games, I want the real costume.
It took me quite a while.
Do you hear the Russians outside?
Oh no, were they out there?
The right wingers are not Russians, but the right wingers are out again protesting the Russian occupation of the Japanese islands from World War II. This is pretty bad.
What ties in?
I hear some music. But
I hear a little bit.
Yeah,
I do. Yeah,
close my door and sweat more. That's good.
Cool. Maybe you'll meet your spirit animal if you sweat enough.
Yeah, I've done a lot of sweating over the last two weeks. You walk outside for literally 5 minutes here, and I'm just drenched in sweat. It's disgusting. I carry around a towel with me. No joke. Everybody does here. So Captain America. Sorry, I got distracted.
That's all right. We're done talking about Captain America, I think.
So it sounds like if you're a big fan of Captain America and you buy this game, you probably won't be too upset.
Right.
And it's probably going to be cheap soon also.
Sure. I think it's already $37 or something like that on Amazon.
Yeah. Last time I checked. So cool. Okay. What else we got?
Call of War as the Cartel came out. I have not played this and I don't think I want to, just based on what I've been seeing on Twitter. A bunch of reviewers are saying it's awful.
I love the last two.
The last one was good. Yeah.
I played the last two and I finished the last two. But
it doesn't take place in the Old West anymore.
Yeah, that's. And I saw Justin McElroy tweet something, and he basically said he wanted to give it puke out of 5 stars. Does he can he stop playing now?
That's awesome.
So yeah, that's really disappointing because I did really enjoy. I mean, there's so few Western games these days, and the one franchise that actually kind of did a good job with it. They're like, let's bring things to modern times. That's a good idea.
I'm sure you'll get another Red Dead game in the next 5 years.
In a way, I almost like Call of Juarez better because it was really more straight up action. But I don't know. Maybe not better, but maybe that's not a great thing to say. I like maybe about the same, or maybe Red Dead a little better.
Have you tried Gunsmoke for the Nintendo Entertainment System?
Yeah, which one was Gunsmoke? That was the light gun game, right?
No, Gunsmoke was shmup, basically.
Yeah, there was a little blue cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Oh, it's quite good. Mm-hmm.
I need to just look at a picture. Oh yeah, that was an arcade game that they turned they ruined on NES.
And you're thinking of Wild Gunman would be your light gun game.
Okay.
Yeah,
I remember this one. Okay, what else we got?
Let's see, what else? Bastion, the Summer of Arcade started on Xbox Live Arcade, and Bastion is the first one on that. I tried out the demo a little bit. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to try it yet.
I did. I played through the demo.
I fell asleep.
I have not had that chance yet.
You fell asleep?
Yeah, I was tired. Like, I'm going to give it another shot. I think I'm going to like this game, but it's really soothing, especially at the beginning, because while you're playing, the guy narrates what you're doing. Like
that's really cool.
It is really cool, but at the same time, it kind of put me to sleep because he's got a very I don't know. It's just like smooth voice.
He's got an announcer's voice. My wife didn't really like the game. She thought it was kind of boring. I liked it. At the end of the trial, whatever. This is what we always do when we get an arcade game. I turn to my wife and I say, "So what do you think? We gonna buy this one?" And she's like, "I think it was boring." And I said, "Well, I'm buying it anyway." So I don't even know why I ask you anymore. But I don't know. So far, so good. I haven't really played enough of it to talk about it in any detail. But it looks great. The controls are good. There's a lot of action.
Is there a lot of action? Because when I was playing, it was just really slow. But it could just be because I was still in like the tutorial section or something.
You didn't even make it to the end of the tutorial.
No.
To the end of the trial.
I was tired.
Yeah, there's a lot of combat. So that's cool. Yeah, I think everybody should at the very least check it out. Check out the trial. It's $15. Yeah, I like it so far.
The reviews have been good. People have been saying very good things about it. There's supposedly thousands of lines of dialogue from the narrator, all dependent upon your actions. Very interested in trying it out. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, very cool.
Yeah. All right.
What else?
For PSN, Deadblock came out, and I have a review of the 360 version of that that's going to post here shortly.
Okay.
So that's that tower defense almost style of game where you're trying to keep the zombies out. It's all right. It's got issues, but...
You talked about it last week, right?
I can't remember what we talked about last week.
The week before.
Yeah.
You definitely talked about
okay,
it.
Okay, good enough.
Limbo, right, on PSN.
Yeah, Limbo came out. That's a good game.
Which I think I like the best out of all of us.
Yeah, that's sure. Why not?
Shipwreck I liked the least.
Yeah, that's probably true. And I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yep. We like
my
it.
My porridge was just right.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Let's see here. For Mac and PC, I played a game. That's weird to say.
That is weird.
Yeah, I played a game on the Mac through Steam.
Wow.
It's called Runespell Overture. It just came out Tuesday of this week. So it is a lot like Puzzle Quest. Instead of matching gems, though, you make like poker or Yahtzee hands. So you try to get like five of a kind of one card, or you make a full house or whatever, and that's how you do your attacks. And then all your magic and stuff is held through like a collectible card game. So each battle you win cards, and there's like little quests you can go on that you can get different cards. So that's how you do your different spells, and you get allies and everything. It's $10. I think it's on sale for $9 the first week it's out. It's pretty good. It needs multiplayer though. Because playing against the computer, it gets a little bit like you're just playing solitaire. Like it's a little bit more random what solitaire would be, and obviously the rules are different, but it seems a little bit skewed more towards casual than I think the game actually is. Like if you were right. playing against somebody else, it seems like there'd be a lot of strategy and how you put together your decks and what moves you're making and everything. But against the computer, I pretty much just rolled through the computer the whole time.
Got it. All right, cool. Ooh, excuse me.
I think that's enough for new releases.
All right.
I agree.
Let's move on to what? I don't know. What's next?
Keg shopping
news. What do we got? I thought we talked about the PSN sale last week, right? Or is this a new one? I don't know. There's no link here.
There's
another a new sale. One.
Okay, I'll take it because I know what's going on.
Take it from here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Borderlands with all four DLC packs is $15 for PlayStation Plus members or $20 for the general consumers. So that's a pretty good deal.
Okay.
That's a really good deal.
I believe it's also on sale at Best Buy for the Game of the Year edition if you can find it for some ridiculously low price, like $10 or something.
Yeah, I think all those are sold out by now. That was a few weeks back.
Oh, okay. I saw it pop up on the price tracker again, so I thought maybe it came back for a minute. Okay. That's cool. And I know on Xbox Live Arcade, Grand Theft Auto 4 DLC is 50% off this week. It's the deal of the week. Anything else for shopping news? I don't know. That's enough for shopping news. Well, let me tell you some of the highlights from the Sunday ads, actually, since I have it right here. Let's see here. Nothing so good. look on the front page of CAG. I don't want to read this shit to you. I was about to tell you that Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is on sale, but I saw Wombat's tweet this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So they're coming out with... Capcom's the worst. Can we all just agree that Capcom's the laziest publisher out there?
Yes, we were going to get to this later in the show, but we could do it now.
Yeah, let's do it now. But didn't I go off on them like last week or the week before?
Yes, it was, I think, 2 weeks ago. Where you talked about how terrible they are, and we agreed with you.
Right.
And now we doubly agree. It's been less than a year, and they're re-releasing Marvel vs. Capcom in an Ultimate Edition with 12 new characters. And as far as I know, unless there's been some revelation, this version of the game is not compatible with the old version of the game.
Oh, really? Is it $60? No.
No, it's $40.
I mean, they basically give the big FU to their loyal fans.
You know? Right, yeah, because Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4 are not compatible online, right, Shipwreck?
I don't play that game.
Okay, I don't believe they are compatible. So this could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't. See, now you're going to get us all messed up.
Yeah, thanks a lot for this, Wombat.
Now I have to. It's called Marvel Ultimate.
Ultimate Marvel versus Capcom 3, which sounds a lot like Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Right. See, it says, okay, lands in November. I'm looking at it right now. Oh, I don't know. It's just.
I don't think there's been any information on that yet.
Yeah. It doesn't look like there's much information here, but they did it again. Let's just put it that way. They did it again. Good for them.
In less than 9 months.
Right.
It's just kind of, yeah, it is. There's no word as far as we know. They're not releasing this as DLC and it's not compatible with the other version.
Right. All right. We'll see. But I mean, it's ridiculous. No matter what, it's still ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else?
Look at that. This is some news.
What's that?
X-Men Destiny is coming out this September, according to Joystick.
Why not?
Does it matter when it comes out? It's going to be pretty bad, I think.
Well, that was it. You guys said that the game didn't look so hot, and the fact that they're releasing it this year.
It's never going to look so hot. It's you can't save that game. It's just terrible.
Yeah. It's not a question of like tidying up the graphics or the frame rate. It's a question of, do you really want to play an X-Men game where you're not an X-Men?
And I have no problem with that.
And you're fighting like generic enemies over and over again.
Yeah, that sounds sounds like it could be kind of lame.
Right. Let me do a quick sponsor shout out. If you're on CAG recently, you've probably noticed the Robot Chicken Star Wars ads, maybe, if you're not using Adblock. So I wanted to certainly thank them for sponsoring us and give you a few details here. It's in stores now. The Blu-ray and DVD is in stores for the first time ever. Robot Chicken Star Wars 3. And it contains 3 hours of special features, including a special appearance by George Lucas, a sketch-by-sketch video... What? Oh, sketch-by-sketch video commentary, the Skywalker Ranch premiere, Star Wars Celebration 5 panel, 6 behind-the-scenes featurettes, 26 deleted scenes with video intros, and 4 audio commentaries and on-air promos. That seems like a lot to me.
And it does seem like a lot. The Blu-ray... I like that show.
You do?
Yeah, that show's really funny.
Have you seen...
I enjoy Robot...
The Star Wars
I have seen the Star Wars episodes, and those are also very funny.
Oh, cool. The Blu-ray versions also contain 2 exclusive special features, including Seth Green acting out puppet animations for reference, and both versions contain several Easter eggs. So it's in stores now. It's the Robot Chicken Star Wars 3 on DVD.
My personal connection to Robot Chicken, I am friends with the brothers of one of the writers.
Oh, there you go. I thought you were going to say you knew the chicken.
And I know the chicken.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent. And of course, let's skip the GoDaddy stuff this week. All right, Wombat. I think this is the time in the show where you eat some crow, isn't it?
Oh, we're going to talk about Backbreaker?
Maybe. So last week we did this, the Cheapy Made Me Buy It segment.
Yeah. Are we skipping GoDaddy?
We'll hit that up at the end.
Okay, just checking. Yes, we did that last week. Cheapy made me buy it. Now, have you checked my Raptor stats on this lately?
Oh, am I going to be excited?
You might be. I think you need to check it out.
Raptor.com/wombat. Wombat, right? 4 hours into Backbreaker Vengeance. So I guess you're enjoying the game.
I have 140 of 200 achievement points on this game.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's a lot for... an XBLA game.
I told you it's good.
It's not. That's the problem.
It is good. You tell me you're going to play 4 hours of an Xbox Live Arcade game that's not good, that you're not enjoying? Why are you playing?
It's not that I'm not enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying it on the same level that I enjoy Deadliest Warrior. I know it's not a good game.
No.
But it's quick, and I don't have much time, and it scratches an itch. Where I don't have anything, like, I don't really have anything new I kind of feel like playing right now, but Backbreaker is there, and you know what? I might as well get to beat the 11th level of the, you know, the running, the first thing.
You did? You got past the 10th one?
Huh?
You got past level 10-5?
Yes, I got past level 10.
You did? The last wave is, like, impossible.
It is. The 11th wave is crazy. I haven't passed 11 yet.
There's so many guys coming at you. It's insane. Well, I've played 7 hours.
11-4 is crazy hard.
Shit. Well, I don't. So I have to still pay for the game now, even though you played you played 4 hours no. of a game you don't like.
No, I'm officially saying you don't have to pay for the game.
Thank you. I'm glad because if I suggest a game, you know, for this segment, I'm in it to win it, baby. I'm not
yes,
gonna.
Yes, you do not have to pay for the game.
Excellent.
But I am going on record saying no, it's not a good game.
It is a good game. You're being ridiculous. You're just being ridiculous now.
I'm enjoying it, but it's not. I know when something's
good. Is it fun?
And something's
is it fun?
Good. It's fun enough.
Okay, fine. Done.
I didn't.
I think we'll both agree.
I
think we'll both agree. And what?
I didn't like the trial at all.
Oh.
Yeah, he hated it.
Well, I'll give you
Shipwreck
this one.
Thought it was so bad that he sent me a message. He goes, "This is the worst shitty shit that ever shat on my shit, and the shittiest shit that ever shat on shit."
Okay, listen to me. Yes. I think we both agree that it's probably not worth $15.
No, it's not. It's a really good $5 to $8 game.
I don't know. It lasted longer than Limbo.
It did last longer than Limbo. And yeah, now when you get to those later levels, it is impossible.
Okay. Well,
but I did beat all 10 levels in the third mode.
In the supremacy mode.
In supremacy, yeah, I beat all 10 levels there.
Cool.
And I did do the, you know, not get tackled by a guy. I got that achievement. And I did that tackle the guy in every round without missing achievement. I got that one also.
Cool. All right, very good. What else we got?
So there. Do you guys have any budget games of the week you want to suggest to our listeners?
I see somebody added that to our crowdsourced outline.
Yes, this was on the crowdsourced outline. Someone suggested that we recommend a game to our listeners.
How can they? They can't suggest that we suggest something. That's crazy.
Well, not that we wouldn't have to pay them back.
What do you mean pay them back? What are you talking about?
You're saying it like you think this is a cheapie made me buy
it.
No,
I'm just saying they're suggesting that we suggest. I don't know. Let's move on. I don't like this.
You're too confused. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt your brain.
Thank you. You did. Let's. I want to hear about. I didn't even know you went to an EA event.
I went to an EA event this week. It was actually really good. The food was good.
Where was it?
It was at the Edison Ballroom in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
I had mashed potatoes with lobster.
That sounds pretty good.
And some tuna sliders.
Cool.
Seared tuna sliders. Oh, yeah, man. It was really good.
All right. So let's move on to Sony. No. Okay.
And I got to play Burnout Crash, the new XBLA Burnout game.
The top-down Kinect capable.
Yes. You are going to love this game. With the regular controller, yeah. I played it with... It was funny. They let people play it with Kinect, but they showed how to play it with the controller, which I thought was funny.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Criterion was super nice, the guy who did one of the developers on the game. But it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I know that a lot of people are upset because, you know, it's not a Burnout game.
I don't understand why people could be... I didn't understand, like, the negative outcry.
This is the stuff I liked about Burnout. Like, I'm glad this stuff is back. Like, the crash mode was the best stuff I thought, like, that Burnout series had, and then they ripped it out of the latest game.
So you liked it?
I did. I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, I didn't see the whole game, so obviously there's still, you know, it could go anywhere. I saw 10 minutes of this game, but... From what I saw, I think the game has a lot of potential. I think it could be a lot of fun in the same way that you like Backbreaker because it's, you know, that quick, twitchy, get a high score and move on. I think it'll scratch that itch in a more polished way than Backbreaker does.
It has a cool leaderboard, friends list integration.
It has that cool leaderboard. It has that. Yeah, it has the same thing that Need for Speed does. The auto log. It has the same auto log as that. So if you like that feature, yeah, it even says, oh, so if I beat your score, it'll say Wombat beat your score. And I can set challenges for you. So when you go back into the game, it'll say Wombat challenge you to blank.
Is there a release date on this thing?
I don't know what the date is on this thing. I don't think they said it.
Okay.
I think it's supposed to be by the end of this year.
All right, cool.
Yeah. And I also played a little bit of The Run.
Need for Speed, The Run?
Need for Speed, The Runs.
Yeah, what'd you think?
The game needs to be polished a little bit more, but I'm not going to comment on, you know, on that because the game isn't finished yet.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I played it at E3. I didn't like it at all.
The cars handle weird.
They totally changed it from the last Need for Speed game. They're really heavy.
Yeah, the cars are really heavy. They do not handle the same. It's a little less arcadey. I mean, I like the idea of it. I like that it's not a, you know, yes, it's a series of races, but it's a continuous story that takes you from San Francisco to New York and everywhere in between. And where you drive is, you know, to move this plot along. I think that's an unusual idea. You know, in the same way that Mortal Kombat worked in a storyline, I think this could really work and be interesting if the game is good.
Putting QuickTime events in a car game is also an unusual idea.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the QuickTime events with the dude in it. And also what I found was interesting, when you play a track for the first time, you have to use the car that they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all part of that story. You can replay tracks.
Right.
And sections with cars that you unlock along the way. But if you get to this part of the story and you hijack a pickup truck, I don't even know if there's pickup trucks in the game, but if that's part of the storyline, then for that section of road, you're driving a pickup truck.
Understood.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting too.
All
right. But again, I'm going to say Burnout looks really good. And I think that...
That's all they had there?
People that are being negative about it need to give it a little bit of a chance. I mean, there's going to be a demo. It's going to be on, you know, on Xbox Live Arcade. Give it a chance and play it. And remember that this game was made to be a fun diversion to get you, you know, to whet your appetite for more Burnout, not to replace Burnout.
Got it. Those are the only two games at the event?
Everything else that they had there was either a mobile game or Madden or The Sims, so I didn't really spend that much time looking at that stuff.
Right. Got it.
Mm-hmm. That, and it was the middle of the day, so I didn't really have much time.
Okay.
But I spent a good half hour with both Burnout and The Run, so.
Very cool.
Definitely worth it. Yeah, so there you go. That was my my time at EA.
Okay. Are we in the I don't even know where we are right now. Are we in the multi-platforming section, Wombat's news and stuff?
Why not? That looks like what we're in.
I think we are. You guys added a lot of stuff, I'll tell you that. What should we talk about? Let's talk about the Netflix price change. I think a lot of people are talking about that. Or should we not talk about that? How is that affecting you guys? What are you doing? Are you changing your plans?
Well, I only have the $7.99 streaming now anyway, so it doesn't affect me.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I have no opinion.
I'm in the same boat, so it doesn't affect me either. I mean, they're trying to generate some revenue here. I mean, they're staring down at Amazon and Google and all these giants that want to get into this video space. Mm-hmm. And Netflix is not that large, really, like in comparison. So they're trying to generate some capital here.
And maybe get away from sort of, you know, nudge people towards the streaming stuff. Get away from these mailing out of DVDs, which seems like a waste of money. See, once you get everybody over to the streaming stuff, that's when you can make the real money.
Maybe.
Well, the problem that Netflix is having is that a lot of these studios are changing their licensing deals.
Yeah, they want more money.
And that's why they're raising prices.
Yeah.
So what can you do?
What can you do? If you like the service, you're going to pay for it. If not, you won't.
Exactly.
People want us to talk about Shadow of the Damned. Oh, I guess the MPD numbers came out. We don't even have that. Nobody put that on the outline.
Oh my God, you could find them anywhere.
But one thing that you won't see in the top 10 or top 20 or top 30 or 40 or maybe even 50 is Shadows of the Damned, which came out in June, and they sold only 24,000 copies, which is the very definition of a megaton bomb.
Ba, 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 ba.
I mean, mega bomb. And it got good reviews, too.
It's a fun game. It just got no advertising, and it's just not instantly appealing to anybody. Like, you don't pick that up in the store and say, hey, yeah, this looks like something I would like. Like, you have to know what it is. And
right. It looks kind of generic, probably, if you just look at the box. You know, there's no marketing. EA probably was pretty worried about this game. They weren't sure about the reviews. I think the game had, like, a tough go when they were making it. And EA was probably scared that, like, hey, if we put some marketing dollars behind this, are we just dumping more money into a hole? Or can, you know, or is it going to help with the sales? And I think they were just too concerned that the game might come out shitty. And they just said, fuck it. We'll just leave it there to die. And it did. It died. And so did Child of Eden. Child of Eden sold like 35,000 copies, I want to say, which is, you know, horrible.
No surprise there either, though.
I don't know why they didn't just call it Res 2.
If they called it Res 2, it's going to sell the same amount as
you think?
Child of Eden. Yeah. You have to look at it as not a niche like title. Like people, the general public, they look at this thing and they see like flashing lights. They don't understand what's going on.
Right.
They have no idea what's going on. There's no guns. Like, what is this game? It just isn't built to sell. I mean, it's, I'm glad they make it. I like both. Like, I haven't played Child of Eden yet. I've just played the what we played at E3, but it looks interesting to me. And I like Shadows of the Damned. I like these type of games as a, like a gamer, but they're never going to sell. I mean, that's why we get so many sequels of first person shooters and all the stuff that sells.
Child of Eden should have been a downloadable game, I think.
I think so, too. I said that when the game came out. I thought it was a downloadable game.
Yeah, I think a game like that is pretty tough to sell in 2011. You know, unless you can put some incredible marketing campaign behind it, but no one's going to do that. No one's going to pay for that. So,
and, of course, Duke Nukem Forever sold great.
Sold, like, what, almost 400,000, was it? Or, like, 375 or... I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, it was the second best selling game of the month.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What was number one?
What was number one this month?
Oh, LA Noire, of course.
LA Noire again.
Yeah, I refuse to look at the list, by the way. I refuse to actually go to a website and look at the list. I'm just gonna pretend. But I know that Microsoft sold a lot of Xboxes.
They did. They sold like a bajillion.
Sold half a million.
It was like 500,000.
And they've come out.
It was about 500,000.
Yeah, they've come out and said that by the end of the year, they will be the you know, number one worldwide.
I wonder, in that 500,000, does that count the ones that they're giving away with PC purchases right now?
Oh.
Well, theoretically, yes.
It should be retail sales. I don't know how that program works, so...
Right, I'm not sure whether or not you buy a 360 and get a rebate or how it works, but I mean, they're getting into homes regardless. It's not like it matters how those 360s are getting into homes, but I'm just curious whether or not those are in that number or not.
The 3DS sold almost double. No, it did sell double. The DS sold double what the 3DS sold.
I see, like, this week in the Sunday ads, who was it that's doing someone's doing a $25 gift card.
Amazon has a $25 gift card with the 3DS.
They matched it. Yeah, they matched somebody. I can't remember.
The DS sold 386,000. The 3DS sold 143.
They matched Target. That's who it was. Yeah, that's interesting. I guess this thing needs a price drop. Before it, or a Zelda or Mario game. Well, it has a Zelda.
There is a Zelda game.
Yeah. So now there's no excuses.
And I don't know what to tell you.
Let's see
Cars
what else we got.
Cars 2 made
here.
The list. I know you have that.
I do. Yeah, I can. I've played. Actually, I'm looking on Raptor right now. I've played 6 hours of Cars 2. Cars 2 is surprisingly good. It's a really good kart racing game. The problem is, and it has, you know, obviously it starts out with pretty much Cars 2 characters to choose from, and I guess you can unlock or buy via DLC some of the characters from the first game, or the remaining ones that aren't there. It's a very competent kart racing game, you know, much like Sonic Racing. The problem is, unlike Sonic Racing, there's no online play, and it's also, I think it's more difficult than Sonic Racing. I'm playing on the regular difficulty, and it's, you know, I can't just win every race. It's pretty difficult. But if you like cars, or if you have a kid who likes cars, I mean, Ty loves watching me play it. You have weapons and, you know, missiles and all that good stuff.
And it's Mater.
Mater's in it. There's several different Maters. You can buy, like, Tokyo Mater or something. I don't know. There's a lot of DLC for this game. Just keep an eye on it. The problem is that the no online play really kind of kills it. Because there's like five... Or there's six levels, I think, to play through, and I'm already on level, you know, five.
And you'd really like to play with all those 7-year-olds online.
They'll probably beat me. But I mean, what Sonic has it? Why is Sonic any less of a kid's game than it's Sonic is much easier. I'll tell you that.
Sonic is less of a kid's game than Cars is, yes.
Except for the not in the difficulty.
Well, no, but in the license.
In the license, maybe.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely in the license.
I also bought Darkstar 1 Broken Alliance because it finally dropped to $20 here, which is a it's a port of a five-year-old PC game,
mm-hmm.
or more than 5 years old, perhaps. It's... You know, the problem is there's no space combat games that, you know, for these consoles. And I like space combat games. So as a space combat game, it's not horrible. But as a video game, it's really dated. It'd be pretty hard for me to recommend to anybody but the most hardened space combat fans. And I saw on Kotaku, there's somebody's making a new space combat game for consoles. But I haven't had a chance to read any of the details about it. It would be tough for me to recommend Darkstar 1. It's kind of budget. Budget is definitely the best word to describe it. There's a lot of customization in the ship and, you know, buying stuff and trading and, but I don't know. Doesn't have the polish that we need. What else we got here? Anything else on this list list?
This is something that I found that I thought was interesting while pulling up the NPD numbers, mm-hmm. talking more about Capcom and how people don't like them. As many people know, they canceled Mega Man Legends 3, and a lot of people are upset about that. I honestly wasn't, you know, I'm not really a Mega Man person, but for people who were looking forward to it, I'm sorry.
Right.
But this was tweeted out by Capcom Euro. It's a shame the fans didn't get more involved. If we saw there was an audience for Mega Man Legends 3, people might change their minds. And it's interesting, I just, you know, and obviously the people on NeoGAF, that's where I went to go get the NPDs, are a little upset and saying, you know, they're blaming the fans for not buying a game that they didn't release.
Yeah, what were they supposed to do? They get the news that the game's not coming out, and people go and complain on Twitter, and now it's too late, right? what were they supposed to do? Pre-order a game that... probably wasn't available for pre-order. Was that a downloadable game?
Yeah, it's a 3DS game.
No, I think it was...
No, Mega Man Legends 3 was a 3DS game, because I know a lot of people were talking about buying a 3DS to play this game. Like, this was one of the marquee titles, third-party titles for the 3DS.
Do you think because the sales numbers were down for the hardware, they just said, screw it?
I'm sure that's part of it.
Yeah.
I also think... They like to make money at Capcom, and
right.
I think Mega Man Legends 3, it's going to sell to a certain gamer, but they're not going to be able to release two or three different versions of this. They're not going to be able to get like a bunch of sales of DLC.
right, and I guess for a fraction of the cost, they can just put out a rehashed Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and you know.
Much exactly. Easier. And which will cost the same at retail. It probably both would have cost $40, and this game will sell more and has a smaller development cost, and there you go.
And they just canceled the other Mega Man game too. The Mega Man, what was that? Mega Man Universe, I believe was the name of that one.
Yeah, that was the other one.
That was the Xbox Live Arcade one? Or no?
That one was a downloadable one.
Yeah, and that was canceled also.
So they're not liking their Mega Man right now, which is weird. Because they made a lot of Mega Man games.
Right. They sure did.
Let's see. Anything else here on this multi-platforming list that we need to talk about? Or should we move on? Oh, there's a lot of other stuff.
We can move on.
Let's move on.
We can move on.
Let's talk about that Voltron game real quick. You guys excited about that?
Some horrible studio is making it, right?
Yep. The same studio that did Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why we're moving on.
Terrible.
Is this going to be a twin stick shooter with Voltron?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, sweet.
And you can like one person can be the right leg and the left leg, and you can all form up to form Voltron.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll form the head, baby. Actually, I won't because I'm not probably going to buy it.
I will.
Oh, I tried the Catherine demo. Did either of you guys try it?
Not yet, no.
I didn't like it at all.
I keep seeing it on my Xbox Live dashboard. It wants me to download it, but I haven't done it yet.
I don't think it's for you. It's for people who are like Japanophiles, I guess. It's pretty nerdy. It's nerdy to the max. It's a nerdy to the max puzzle game with like a story, a nerdy Japanese, you know, dating story in there. That's what I could tell.
I just heard somewhere that it was harder than Demon Souls, and that's made me like put off even trying the demo.
Let's see. What else? Should we move on to Sony? Anything else here on this?
We can move on to Sony. That's fine. Okay. Oh, I should mention this. Archer Season 3 sneak peek of the first episode of Season 3 is at Comic-Con. Guest starring Patrick Warburton. That's it. The producer is an avid listener of the show.
Is that Patrick? Patrick? Or is that
Patrick
somebody else?
Patrick Warburton, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's cool. Not Patrick Warburton. I don't think Patrick Warburton's a big fan of our show.
Is that the is that the star of the show?
No, Patrick Warburton. Yeah.
Well, no, he's guest starring on the show.
Is what's his name? Elaine's boyfriend from Seinfeld.
Oh, I see. Mr. Big?
No. What
was from Sex and the City or the other guy?
No.
That's Putty? Chris Noth. But they do, yes Putty, but they look similar.
I see.
Yes, so, Putty.
I thought that was the same guy. That's not the same. Those aren't the same.
No, they do look similar, but it's not the same guy.
Oh. What do I know? Let's see.
Not enough. Want to move on to Sony?
Sure. Take it away, Wombat. I'm getting sweaty. Don't take it away.
Wombat?
Is Wombat still there?
I don't know.
Oh. I'm still, I'm here, but you're breaking up.
Awesome. Fantastic then. Well, Sony, let's see. We talked about the PSN pass last week, I thought. Their version of Project $10. Project $10, rather. What else we got here?
I think we've talked about all of the stuff that's in this
section. I think
we
have too, actually. Except the Resistance 3 multiplayer beta is now available for people who bought SOCOM 4. Great. That's exciting. That's pretty exciting news right there.
Isn't that what you wanted to know? There you go. There's a little public service announcement. Yeah. If you're one of the 8 people that bought SOCOM 4, that Resistance 3 beta is now available.
I don't know if I have anything else to add to Sony. I bought a Lexus LFA in Gran Turismo 5. Is that newsworthy? No.
It's news to me.
All right, let's move on to Microsoft. What do we got? Well, I thought this was pretty interesting. An Xbox Live indie developer. And I think, Wombat, you might have played some of these games, actually. Now I got to... God, I don't see, there's no links on here, but...
There's a link there.
It's right there. It says Breath of Death, Cthulhu Saves the World.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the developer released those games on Steam, and he said he made more money on Steam in 1 week than he's made in how long on Xbox Live indie games? I mean, they've been there for over a year, I think.
Yeah, at least over a year.
So, yeah. I think, you know, they're sort of hidden, those indie games. You got to kind of dig. You got to really know where to look for them.
There's no incentive to play them. You don't get any achievements. Like, they're buried away in that corner of that indie games where you have to really go in there and seek out what you want to play. Like,
you sort of have to know what you're looking for.
Yeah. It's just not a very good system for this.
You know, there's no description of the games on there, too. Right? When you go look at the game on the marketplace, you can see pictures. But there's no description, right? Or at least if there is, I couldn't find it.
I don't remember. I haven't been there for a while.
You could download demos.
Yeah, they got demo, but I don't know. I thought that was pretty interesting, that Steam.
The other problem is, as someone who actually goes into the indie games to kind of see what's there at least once a week, I do. I like to check it out.
I do it too. I do that too.
90% of those games are utter crap.
Right.
They just are.
Yeah.
So it's
that type of stuff get on Steam?
Well.
Like the utter crap?
No, I don't think
so. No, that's just it. It's a very different pool. Your game is on Steam. It's on Steam with lots of other games that, for the most part, at least have the reputation of being real games. A lot of the junk that's on the Xbox Live Indie Arcade is just that. It's junk. It's stuff that you wouldn't even want to play for free.
It's more along the lines of what the Apple Store is, like the iOS Store, where anybody can put something up there.
Hmm.
And it's not it's difficult to weed out the good from the bad in the Xbox Live. I mean, I know that you can rate games and you can play the top rated games, but even then, it's still not. It could. It would be nice if there was an easier. Yes, exactly.
All right. Anything else for Microsoft?
No, but a giant mosquito just flew past my head.
Awesome.
Yeah, scared me.
Let's move on to Nintendo.
I've been playing some Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions for the 3DS.
Now, is that just Pac-Man DX and Galaga, what is it, Legends?
Legions. It's actually got Legions. Six games on here. It's got original Pac-Man, it has Pac-Man Championship Edition, and then it has Pac-Man Tilt, which is a brand new game. And then it has the original Galaga, Galaga Legions, and a new Galaga game. I forget what the name of the Galaga game is at the moment.
Is the Galaga one the same one that just came out on Xbox and PlayStation?
No, it's not. Oh, that's okay. The disappointing thing about this is it's not Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, and it's not Galaga Legions DX.
Oh, it's not.
The first versions of both of them.
Ah, lame.
I don't know why. They should have at least... I can kind of get not putting Legions DX on there, I guess, because it just came out. But
yeah, they're going to do Pac-Man and Galaga Dimensions 2, and then they'll throw those on there.
Maybe. The new games that are on there, Pac-Man Tilt, it's kind of... It's a two-dimensional side-scroller, like a mm-hmm. platformer. But you also can roll up in a ball, like by tilting the DS around, the 3DS. Right. It's okay. It's not exactly setting my world on fire. And then the new Galaga game is kind of a first-person on-rail shooter where you can either move the DS around to aim at the different bugs that are flying around and shoot them that way, or you can just use the analog stick. So it's all right, but it does come with Pac-Man Championship Edition, which is great.
Played at that Namco event I went to.
Oh, you played this? The mm-hmm. 3DS version? Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll have a review up for that in the next week or so. I think that comes out next week.
Gotcha. What else? Anything else for Nintendo?
Nah, I don't think there's anything else we really need to talk to unless something on there looks interesting to you.
GPD's Apple Corner seems to have a lot of stuff on here.
Big day for Apple today. They're up $10, I think, right?
The stock?
Yeah. their stock went up, crazy today.
It went up, 2.67%.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I like it. I'm up. What else we got for Apple? Also, they came out with OS Lion. OS X Lion came out. I bought it, but I haven't really used it much. It seems cool. I mean, the gesture stuff. They came out with a new MacBook Air, and I just bought one like a month ago. But I don't know. Mine's fine. I don't need a new one. I could give the one I just bought to my parents and then buy this one, but I'll probably get one of those new Mac Minis though, because I have an older Mac Mini. It doesn't have HDMI, and it's really just too slow to run 1080p video. So I'll probably just buy the cheapest. Well, I'll look to see if there's a review of the cheapest Mac Mini and see if it can do 1080p, and then we're in, baby. Let's see what else here.
Keg bag, I guess, is all that's left. All that's left.
There's a lot in the keg bag here.
There is a lot in the keg bag.
Why don't you do these? Because I haven't looked at them yet.
Sure. What the hell is going on with the keg site redesign? Asks School Jester.
What the hell is going on? Could you ask a little nicer? What's going on? Okay. So there's sort of two stages to this, to the redesign. First, we're moving the forum stuff and the blogs from vBulletin to something called Envision Power Suite or System. I don't know. SIPS. And they just came out with the latest version, and we've been waiting for that. So we need to make it look nice, give it the nice CAG colors, and make sure everything, add the stuff that we've added to our forums, bring it up to speed. So we got to do that. And I think we're going to do that first. And then once we have that up and running, we can redesign the rest of the site as well. So that's what's going on. I don't have any time schedule before the holiday season, I guess. But Yeah. I think people, hopefully people like the new forums. I think they look great and much easier to read, much easier to follow conversations and, you know, threads that you're interested in. It's missing some of the features of vBulletin, so I'll probably have an ulcer worrying about people complaining. But, you know, it is what it is. Can't please everybody. What else, Wombat?
Taiwan Ryan asks, what are our 5 most anticipated games for the rest of the year? I'm going to narrow that down to 3 on our behalf. So what are your 3 most anticipated games of the year, GPD? Go.
Okay, well, hold on. I'm pulling up my wish list on CAG, which I'm sure I've got everything on there. And now I have to narrow it down to 5. All right. I'm going to... Wow, that's just so many. Saints Row, of course. Saints Row the 3rd. No question about that. Then you got maybe Forza 4 and Skyrim.
But good choices, good choices.
I'm going to go 5. I'm going to go back. I'm going to also throw in Batman Arkham City.
Yep.
And... Hitman or Bioshock? I don't know. It's either Hitman or Bioshock. It depends if Hitman comes out good. I wasn't that thrilled with what I saw at E3, so I'm a little worried, but optimistic. Okay, Ship?
Do me last. Go ahead. I haven't thought about this question yet.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Wombat. What are your top 3?
Sure, it's easy. It's Skyrim, Batman, and BioShock. Unless
BioShock
it's a good
isn't
measure.
This year.
Is it next year? I thought it was this year.
No, BioShock is next year.
Oh, well then screw that game.
Yeah, okay. So then I'm going and Hitman. What about Hitman? Is Hitman this year?
I don't think so.
I think that's not even on my radar.
Pretty badly.
Uh-oh.
Well, Skyrim and Batman still count.
2011 it says. Oh, no, 12. Well, I don't know. Wait, it's officially 2012. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, so I got to pick another one then. Uncharted?
Uncharted 3, Gears of War 3.
Those are all this year?
Those are this year. That's me trying to sound like I'm looking forward to an X-Men.
don't say that. As I add Gears of War 3 to my wish list here.
Nice.
Yeah, I would definitely go Skyrim. That's my most anticipated. And then I think Uncharted 3. And then the third one's really the tough one. What's coming out for 3DS this year? Aren't all those Mario games coming out?
Yes, I think so.
There's got to be one of those Mario games that's going to be good.
Luigi's Mansion too, I think, is this year. No?
Sure, I'll go with Luigi's Mansion.
What about the new Assassin's Creed that comes out this year?
Oh yeah, damn, I really like the last one.
I know, that's what I'm saying. What about that new Assassin's Creed?
I better add that to my wish list too.
The Halo Anniversary Edition, any interest? Anyone?
No,
anyone going once? Battlefield
3? Oh, Battlefield 3.
Oh, that too.
There's a lot of good stuff.
It's out in October. Yep. Look, yeah.
I'm adding that to my wish list.
Look at that.
All right.
Who buys things off your wish list for you other than you?
Nobody, but I can track everything.
Oh,
sometimes I forget what games I want, especially if they're older games.
Like that X-Men game.
Like that Dark Star Alliance game. Which, yeah, I probably shouldn't have got.
Okay.
What else we got here?
I feel like I had one more question. Let's see, where was it? Ask Shipwreck to talk about Two Worlds 2 Game of the Year Edition. I almost beat the game, but Flying Dragon kicked my sorry ass. Do you recommend Two Worlds 2 Game of the Year Edition, Shipwreck?
Well, it's not out yet, but I like Two Worlds 2. It's a very good, I wouldn't say very good, but it's a good Oblivion style of game. I mean, it's really wacky too. Like, you can tell it almost to the point where they didn't care if it was cohesive or not. Like, they just like put stuff in there that just does not make sense, and like they make fun of the way people, like they make fun of the way RPGs talk in that old English accent and everything like that. So the Game of the Year edition, it's probably going to be pretty decent. I don't know what they're charging for it. Are they charging $60 for it?
I don't know. I'm trying to find it on Amazon, and I can't seem to... I found the Strictly Royal edition, which is $150, but that's already out, so...
Yeah, I can't find it on Amazon as well right now, but I know it's coming with the new expansion pack that's not out yet, and that's coming out as a separate disc as well, so it should be a beefy amount of content. So,
beefy!
I think you should try Two Worlds 2, Wombat, and report back.
Definitely.
Maybe not.
maybe not, yeah. I don't know.
Let's see what else we got here. Somebody, they didn't put their name on here. Somebody asked me if I've tried any 3D Blu-rays yet on my big TV. I bought the Tron Legacy Blu-ray, and that looks awesome. It looks better than it looks in the theater. But that's about it. There's not a lot of 3D Blu-rays out here, at least. It's not a lot of 3D content in general. I still would say like having a 3D TV is pretty much a waste of time.
Did you guys see Harry Potter yet?
No.
I'm going on Saturday.
I saw it.
How was it?
I thought it did a good job of wrapping everything up. Daniel Radcliffe only takes his shirt off one or two times, I think.
Well, then why go?
He's looking good. Is he hairless?
There's not much hair there. There's not much muscle definition. There's not much hair. There's not much tan.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that's Daniel Radcliffe.
Does he have big nipples or small nipples?
Well, they were on the big screen, so it's kind of hard to say. I mean, Ron had his shirt off at the same time, so there was a lot to take in.
Right. Does Ron have red chest hair?
I can't remember if Ron ever faced the screen with his chest barren showing to me, but...
He doesn't have back
They were
hair.
Embracing without their shirts on, so, you know...
Right. Well, they were, like, there's... They're taking off their shirts. It's a scene where they got all wet, of course, again. Mm. And so Hermione's there with them, and they're all taking off their shirts, and she starts getting undressed. But it doesn't happen.
That. Ew.
Doesn't
Ew.
Happen.
That's gross.
What's gross?
Hermione.
You're not a Hermione fan, huh?
No, I don't care. I'm just making a joke. I don't know. I've seen every one of those movies. I don't think I liked any of them. I don't think I thought any of them were particularly good, yet I've seen all of them. And most of them, I think, I saw in the theater, except for the last one. Let's see what else we got here. Anything? Anything?
I think it's time to say goodnight.
To say goodbye. All right. Well, let's give a shout out to our friends at GoDaddy. GoDaddy.com for all your web hosting and domain registration needs. Of course. We've got coupon code. I can't even find this shit on the outline. Where the hell is this?
It's in the middle. It's in the middle. It's right here it is. Over. Okay. There
I think
it is.
I would know it all by heart by now. 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off a $30 order, CAG 5 off 30, and $7.49 domain registration with CAG domain. And of course, you can get with coupon code CAG 1399. What do you get? I forgot. Oh, the .co, right? You can get a .co domain name for $13.99 with CAG $13.99. So, yeah. I think that's it. So, now we say goodbye. Oh, follow us on Twitter. Twitter.com/GPD. Wombat5277. Shipwreck. And Facebook/CheapAssGamer. Also. And now we say goodbye.
Bread's done.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot. Oh. Oh.